The Rebuilding Lives podcast dives deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Through candid conversations and expert advice, this podcast sheds light on the tools, habits, and mindsets that help these individuals rebuild their lives, and how you can too. Whether you're seeking motivation, understanding, or guidance, the Rebuilding Lives podcast is a testament to the power of hope and the human capacity for change. Recovery is a courageous step, a declaration that you're ready to rewrite your story. But what comes after that moment? How do you build a life that not only sustains your sobriety, but also allows you to thrive? This is what today's episode of Rebuilding Lives podcast is all about. Whether you're recovering from a tough chapter in your life, overcoming addiction, or rebuilding your health and well-being, this episode is your guide to building healthy habits that can help you regain balance and live a fulfilling life. Shifting focus from survival to growth. When you're fresh out of recovery, there's often an overwhelming question lingering in the air. What now? It's a question that can feel both exciting and daunting. Moving beyond survival mode to a place of growth requires a significant mindset shift, one that takes time, intention, and effort. Recovery doesn't end at sobriety, healing from an injury, or overcoming a difficult chapter. It's an ongoing journey that evolves into creating a better, stronger version of yourself. And that process begins by building habits that promote strength, stability, and self-worth. Habits are the silent architects of your future. The actions you take every day, no matter how small, shape who you become over time. When carefully chosen and consistently practiced, habits form the foundation for long-term success and well-being. They provide structure, help you stay grounded, and create momentum for positive change. But building sustainable habits isn't about overhauling your life overnight. It's about starting small, focusing on actions that align with your goals, and being patient with yourself. Whether it's committing to a daily walk, practicing gratitude, or setting aside time to reflect on your progress, each step matters. Let's dig deeper into how to create habits that stick and build a life rooted in growth and resilience, one step at a time. Why patience is key to building habits. Imagine planting a tree. You wouldn't expect it to grow overnight, nor would you stop watering it just because you didn't see instant results. The same principle applies when weaving healthy habits into the fabric of your daily life. Be patient with yourself. Building the right habits isn't about speed. It's about steadiness and consistency. Each small, deliberate action is like watering that tree, helping its roots grow strong, even if you can't see the progress right away. Think about where you are now and the progress you've already made. Every step forward, no matter how small, contributes to your growth. You've already overcome so many challenges, and that alone is proof of your strength and resilience. Just like a tree that takes time to mature, your habits will grow and flourish if you nurture them consistently. Remember, true change is a journey, not a race. And every effort you make is a testament to your commitment to becoming the best version of yourself. Keep going. You're building something amazing. Start with small, realistic goals. A common mistake many people make when trying to make life changes is aiming for perfection right out of the gate. While it's great to have big aspirations, setting overly ambitious goals can often lead to frustration, burnout, or even giving up entirely. Instead, focus on breaking your larger goals into smaller, manageable steps that fit seamlessly into your current routine. By doing this, you create a path that's realistic and sustainable. For instance, want to improve your fitness? Instead of committing to an intense workout regimen that you're not ready for, start with just a 10-minute walk each day. Over time, you can gradually increase the duration or intensity as your confidence and stamina grow. Looking to eat healthier? You don't need to overhaul your entire diet in one day. Start by making one small change, like swapping a processed snack for a piece of fruit, or adding more vegetables to your lunch. Small, consistent changes can add up to significant results. These small actions not only feel achievable, but also help to build momentum over time. Each small step you take is a step closer to your goal, and every small victory is worth celebrating. Whether it's completing a week of daily walks or swapping processed snacks for healthier options, these achievements matter. Success fuels motivation, and as your confidence grows, so will your ability to take on bigger challenges. Remember, progress is progress, no matter how small. Core areas of healthy habits. Post-recovery. Rebuilding your life after recovery involves focusing on three key pillars that support both your body and mind. These areas, movement, mindfulness, and nutrition, are essential for creating a foundation of wellness as you move forward. Movement. Movement doesn't have to mean rigorous exercise or hitting the gym every day. It's about reconnecting with your body in a way that feels natural and enjoyable, waking it up and reminding yourself of its strength. Yoga and stretching can help create inner peace while building both flexibility and strength. These activities are low impact, making them accessible for most people. Swimming or walking outdoors not only improves your physical health, but also allows you to connect with nature, which can be incredibly grounding and invigorating for the spirit. Dancing, hiking, or even gardening can count as movement. Find what brings you joy. The key is finding a form of movement that feels good, not punishing, so it becomes an activity you look forward to rather than a chore. Mindfulness. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health, especially on the recovery path. Practicing mindfulness helps you stay present, reduce anxiety, and better manage triggers that may come your way. It's about creating space to listen to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Techniques to try include guided meditations to help you center your thoughts and build focus. Apps like Calm or Headspace can be useful if you're just starting out. Journaling to release emotions, reflect on your progress, and set intentions for the future. Writing even a few sentences a day can bring clarity to your mind. Simple breathing exercises, such as inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4, can instantly calm the chaos in stressful moments. Mindfulness isn't a luxury. It's an essential tool for building emotional resilience, improving self-awareness, and navigating life's challenges more calmly and confidently. Nutrition. What you feed your body directly impacts how you feel, both mentally and physically. In recovery, it's especially important to nourish yourself in a way that supports your energy levels, mood, and overall health. Post-recovery nutrition tips include staying hydrated throughout the day. Dehydration can affect mood, energy, and focus, so aim to drink plenty of water regularly. Opting for balanced meals rich in lean protein, colorful vegetables, healthy fats, and whole grains to fuel your body effectively. Avoiding excessive sugar or caffeine, which can cause energy spikes and crashes or even increase feelings of anxiety. Instead, consider natural sugar alternatives and herbal teas. Eating mindfully, paying attention to portion sizes and how foods make you feel, can also help you reconnect with your body and avoid overeating or undereating. Ask yourself, what can I eat today that will fuel my goals and make me feel strong? By making food choices that align with your recovery journey, you'll build a powerful connection between what you consume and how it supports your well-being. By focusing on these three pillars, movement, mindfulness, and nutrition, you can create a lifestyle that not only supports your recovery, but also helps you thrive in the long term. Small, consistent steps in these areas will pave the way for a healthier, more balanced future. Relapse is a part of recovery. Setbacks are natural and often unavoidable. They are part of the human experience and should never be viewed as a signal of failure. Recovery is not a straight line, and stumbling along the way doesn't erase the progress you've made. We can't emphasize this enough. If you slip into old behaviors, don't stay stuck in the shame cycle. Shame only keeps you from moving forward. Instead, take a moment to reflect and be curious about why it happened. What triggered the relapse? What emotions or situations led to the setback? Use this as an opportunity for learning and growth. Seek support from trusted friends, family, or a professional who can guide you through this moment. Then, dust yourself off and recommit to your journey. What matters most is not perfection, but persistence. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Mistakes are part of the process, and they can build resilience if you approach them with compassion and determination to keep going. You've got this. Build your support system. Recovery is never a solo act. Surround yourself with those who uplift and empower you. This could include a therapist or sponsor who provides professional guidance, helping you navigate challenges and celebrate milestones. A support group where you can connect with others who truly understand your journey. Sharing your experiences, hearing theirs, and finding common ground can be incredibly healing. Friends and family who genuinely believe in you and your transformation. These are the people who cheer you on in moments of progress and stand by you during setbacks. Building a circle of support isn't just a nice idea. It's essential. It gives you the encouragement to stay strong on hard days and the accountability to keep moving forward. With the right people by your side, you'll find the strength to overcome obstacles that once felt insurmountable. Why your life after recovery matters. Each day after recovery is an opportunity to learn from your past, improve upon yourself, and rewrite the narrative of your life. Recovery isn't the end goal. It's the foundation you build everything else upon. It's a starting point for a future filled with growth and potential. The healthy habits you develop along the way, whether it's exercising, journaling, meditating, or reconnecting with hobbies, are the tools that strengthen this foundation. These habits don't just help you stay on track. They empower you to rise above any challenge and lead a life you're proud of. You're not just breaking free from harmful patterns. You're creating a new normal. This new normal is a life built on intentional choices, self-respect, and resilience. It's a life where you can thrive, not just survive. With each habit you build and each step you take, you're proving to yourself that you are so much more than your past. You're defined not by where you've been, but by the actions you choose to take today. Little by little, you're creating a brighter, stronger, and more fulfilling future, one where your potential knows no limits. Closing thoughts. Today, we've talked about the power of small steps, self-compassion, and consistency in building healthy habits post-recovery. You don't need to have it all figured out. You simply need to keep showing up for yourself every day. Remember, progress is progress, even if all you did today was listen to this podcast. If you're ready to continue your growth, start with one small step. Thank you for tuning in to Rebuilding Lives podcast presented by the Self-Development Factory. Until next time, keep growing, keep thriving, and keep believing in the person you are becoming.